Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to the Miles Mikulski podcast. It's your boy Miles here for another week. And I have recorded on a Sunday evening late. We're pretty much almost rolling into Monday at this point. And I have to just say, it didn't come home. And I laugh, but it's not a happy laugh, isn't it? It's a sad laugh. Like, it actually didn't come home. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about the Euro 2020 in 2021. The final happened on Sunday night, and it was England versus Italy, and England lost on penalties because Bukayo Saka, Sancho and Rashford all missed or had their penalty saved. And it's an actual sad time because there was a legitimate chance, especially with the fact that England scored with 2 minutes in, that we were going to win and it was going to be happy days and it's coming home. And you know, the whole vibes was there. And from the second to the 10th minute, I was a full believer. But then as time went on, it just looked shakier and shakier until we got to our conclusion, which showed that England couldn't get over the line this time and they're going to have to go again in Euro 2024. Or even at the World Cup next year. Now, the thing is with that whole situation is that I had an ulterior motive in this whole Euro 2020 tournament. And I spoke about this on my radio show, which you guys should definitely check out at Wizard Radio every single Saturday. And I was like, yo, Italy are my sweepstake team. I sound too scummy when I'm saying this right now, especially for the fact that England lost, like how they lost. Italy were my sweepstake team. And I, with a bunch of eight of my mates, all put in a tenner each. And then like, there'd be different awards for the winner. There'd be an award for second place. There'd be an award for like oldest goal scorer, who I also won because I had North Macedonia as my second team in the sweepstake. Shout out man like Goran Pandev and so on and so forth. So Italy won, which gave me £35. But right now, as I was coming home, I was chilling with one of my mates and we're watching the game. And like, as we're driving, I'm seeing like so many people are in England tops, in shorts, and it's raining in London at the moment. And yeah, it just wasn't a good look, you know? It just wasn't a good look. So if you're listening to this on Monday and you were supporting England at the Euros, it didn't come home, we're gonna have to go again next year. I can't necessarily say I'm all the way sad because I didn't make money off the game, but at the same time, nah, I'm sad. So yeah, fingers crossed we move on. Premier League season starts soon and all the other leagues and European leagues start soon. So we move on to the normal football. And yeah, I got to say though, I was sad in the sense that when Sancho, Rashford and Saka all missed, in my mind, I just thought, great, these men are going to get racially abused again. Do you know what I mean? Like, it kind of, that was the saddest part about it. Like, in my mind, yeah, I was like, bruv, I beg them man score. Like, I don't understand why Saka was the last person to take it. And I know, obviously, we're a music podcast, but I just wanted to come with a different perspective. Like, you know, speak about it, because it's very raw. Like, I just watched the game, you know what I'm saying? But it was just sad, man. There was other people that could have taken a penalty, especially the last one when it mattered. Grealish, Phillips was there, John Stones, there's other people, but I digress and we can move on for a long time. But I don't want to see, by the time I wake up tomorrow, which unfortunately I'm expecting to see, is people now get, you know, start really getting at the players. And you know what I mean? They don't want to lose. They didn't intentionally mess up so that Italy could win. That would be absolutely stupid. So yeah, my thoughts are going out to the, you know, the whole England team, the whole nation and stuff like that. And I'm gonna take my £35 and I'm gonna spend it the right way. I did tell one person I'd buy them some food if Italy won. I might take that back because they never responded to me because they really wanted England to win. So anyway, we move on. And what a week it has been. By the way, my usual microphone, I might sound a little different for the next couple of weeks because my usual microphone is not working. It is it's broken at the moment. The wire, that it's like a USB mic and it's broken. So I'm using my old recording setup, which I used to use when I was out and about before COVID, before everything became a Zoom interview and stuff. So that is what I'm using at the moment. So I hope it doesn't sound too bad for you guys. But it's been an interesting week in music, let alone the football. Musically, it has been a very interesting time. We've seen the return of something that has gone on for too long now, and I'm kind of getting tired of it, but people are loving it because they're bored. Chip versus Stormzy. Now, last year in January 2020, we saw Wiley and Stormzy go at each other. We've now seen since that Wiley's been deleted from all social medias and stuff. So the only place you're going to really catch him is when he's commenting on other things and on like Snapchat maybe, and it gets uploaded onto YouTube, or someone films him in person and it gets pushed around. But he came out with a song with Dave called Clash on Friday. Big song, to be fair. Now, actually, at the time of this recording, it's currently trending number one on YouTube. It's from Dave's up and coming album, We're All Alone in This Together, which I'm looking forward to because it's been two and a bit years since Psychodrama, because that did come out in March 2019, which is a while back now, to be fair. But we're getting into like Dave album mode, and this song is supposed to be the first song that really gets us, you know, locked in. We had the two songs that came out a couple of months ago, Mercury and Titanium, which I feel like were like just feelers out there just to see the people's reactions to like the music. And then we've got this song, which is like, you know, definitely boom, this is on the album, we're looking forward to it. And it's got a lot of attention. It's got 2 million views in about 2 days of it being out, which is of course a great look. But the Stormzy verse has got a lot of people like thinking, raw, like, he's going at Stormzy, he's going at Chip again, blah blah blah. And it was just long. Like, it was just basically talking about like Stormzy saying, pull up to your house on a bailiff one, burnt bridges, like stuff like that. So basically saying his ties with Chip are burnt, like they're not gonna probably come back from it. And yes, he pulled up, like, he pulled up on, you know, Chip's house and he's dressed in all black and all this stuff going on, like in the verse and stuff. And Chip actually responded on the same day, fair enough, work great and that, with his own song called Clash. Kind of sent subliminal shots at Dave for allowing Stormzy to like sneak diss him or indirectly diss him on the song. But also went at Stormzy saying he was a coconut because he went to like Wimbledon watching matches and stuff like that. And he actually did go at Dave because I remember a couple of years ago, there was this whole kind of, people got onto Dave. People actually got onto Dave for the fact that he was trying to say that there should be stop and search and stuff. And like the thing is that Dave was trying to come out with and say and like talk about, it was, I think he just misconstrued it, you know what I mean? Like his point, I could see his point, but in a point where you're trying to make stuff on Twitter, which is, as we've seen in the past, not always the smartest platform because it's like herd mentality, and if it's not what the herd believe, they're gonna write you out of it. Like, it basically requires saying, well, Dave's into stop and search, yeah, well, Dave's with police, yeah, blah blah blah. So eventually it kind of became a thing for Dave for a hot minute. And then he came out with a song called Hangman at the time, which is a good couple of years old now, and he kind of addressed a lot of things. And then after that, things went quiet and it died down. But Chip was on it. Chip definitely came through and was said like, yo, nah man, I'm not here for that, like don't try it, blah blah, like stop talking about you want to keep people safe, but then you're talking your lyrics all violent and stuff like that, using Call of Duty and this that. So I mean, he's got a point, like, you know what I mean? Just because it sounds cool, if you're trying to promote one life on Twitter, why are you promoting it another life in your music? Do you know what I mean? But obviously with Dave, we know that he's a multifaceted individual. We know that this song is the hype song. No, this is a song that's supposed to get people locked in for the album. Like Location, I believe Location was the single up until Psychodrama. So like how that kind of got vibes into it, I feel like this is the same sentiment for this Dave and Stormzy tune. The difference is when I first heard this tune on Friday, I was like, it's okay. Like, I don't think it's, like, we've seen Dave go back to back before, you know, AJ Tracy on Thiago Silva and stuff. And at the time, Thiago Silva hit more than this song did. Don't get me wrong, I've said more than one on my mind, Georgia ones. I've said that stuff in my mind over the last 2 days enough times. However, in 6 months, would I be listening to this song? Sound effects and that. Probably not, not gonna lie. What made this song kind of, I will give this song a bit more space to breathe and develop and stuff, is, you know, down to the fact that the whole chip this, and now it's like, is Dave involved in this and stuff like that. And I mean, like, this is the thing with me and like why sometimes I feel detached from the UK scene, like, just because people are calling for this like clash to happen and stuff, and I'm like, Stormzy's brand is too big. In even the song Clash himself, he actually said like, yo, like, I can give you a hit if you want, I could append you one. Do you know what I mean? And that's the thing, like, Stormzy as much as people like him or not, or if they say he's core and authentic and all that stuff, like, really and truly, the guy's a hit machine. Like, Stormzy can drop a song tomorrow, and not one of these songs, yeah, like an Own It type song, and it will do well. Stormzy has got a market and a market share that Chip does not have. That Chip has not had since Oopsie Daisy. And I'm not trying to bring it back to the whole Oopsie Daisy vibes and this and that and that. I'm being real, innit? Like, Chip in 2009, 10, 11, probably up to about 11, was that guy. He was, but we were in a different time where people had to whitewash their music, literally, to make it sell. We're not in that time anymore. But at the same time, there's certain songs that are gonna sell well. Chip hasn't had a hit, a certifiable hit, as much as he said it in Clash. Chip hasn't had a top 40 hit, let alone a big hit where everyone would spin that and shut everything down and say, that's one of the songs of the summer. He hasn't had that in a long, long time. But what he has had is the fact that he's one of the top barers in the UK. But in a time where we've got so many new people coming into this scene, and some people who are probably listening to this might have only started listening to the UK music scene properly since about 2015, 2016. You're still new. You're actively still new in this. You're not a seasoned vet. I'm not going to pretend like I'm a seasoned vet, but I have been listening to the music scene for at least half my life. And, you know, as you know, some of you guys know, I'm 28. I've been listening to this music since I was like 10, properly, religiously. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, as much as UK music isn't necessarily my main genre that I listen to and I love and appreciate, at one stage in my life, especially when it was very grassroots, over 10 years ago it was. So I saw when all these rappers were doing, like when Chip had like Muhammad Ali and had all these different songs out, and then he made Oopsie Daisy, and then he made Diamond Rings, and then he made a few other tunes. Do you see the transition? Whereas Stormzy came up at a time off the backbone and off all the hard work that all these rappers, Chip, Tinchy, Strider, early, not early Skepta, but the early commercial Skepta with like Amnesia, Dem Times, that Meridian Dan, German Whip, that's a bit later on, but still with that same time period, yeah, where Stormzy's able to come through and do bits now. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, Stormzy's able to develop and have hits, and Stormzy is someone who you would sit up on Jonathan Ross. Stormzy, AJ Tracy, Dave, those three have been on Jonathan Ross, whereas Chip isn't that guy. Not saying Chip can never be that guy, because of course he can, but he hasn't had a hit. When he gets hits, when people start vibing out to his songs more, like CRB Check was kind of cool with Notes, but it was at a time when Notes wasn't as popping anymore. So you're looking at, you need Stormzy, not Stormzy, Chip needs hits before it pressures Stormzy to react in. Why Wiley got a response probably from Stormzy, and I can't speak for Stormzy in this situation, is the fact that Stormzy looked at Wiley and said, I can probably outbar you, and I'm seen as cool. You people make you out like you're some sort of crackhead and that. I can get at you, innit? That's probably why he went for him, because he probably thought he could outbar him, and at the same time he knew he was bigger, but he still respects Wiley. I can't say that Stormzy doesn't respect Chip. He probably does respect Chip. They were cool at one point. When Stormzy first came up, they were on tracks together, Hear This and a few others. Like, Chip and Stormzy look like raw, like it's nice to see that. Do you know what I mean? This was like at the end of the first wave of the kind of Bugsy beef, and Stormzy was on a track with, you know, was on a track with Chip called Hear This, and like they came out like December 2015 or 14. It was old. It's a while back. It's Stormzy's, you know, Stormzy's come up. But obviously things are happening behind the scenes, and because Stormzy, no, sorry, I keep saying Stormzy, because Chip isn't always in the public eye, because he's not commercial like that, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not commercial like that, people don't know what goes on behind the scenes. But clearly the relationship has deteriorated, as Stormzy said, burned the bridge, cremated once, you know what I'm saying? So either way, going forward, unless they clash back to back on Job, I don't care, innit? Like, I actively don't care, because all we do is go around on a cycle. Chip's dropped about 3 or 4 direct disses to Stormzy, or like very direct disses, without putting in brackets Stormzy diss on his records. And Stormzy is going to keep indirecting because he's not threatened by Chip. And why would he? He's not. Chip is not going to, like, I don't know, deteriorate Stormzy's back. It's not gonna happen. Stormzy can go to Wimbledon, and as much as he might get called a coconut for it, like, who bloody cares? Stormzy don't care, because he's rubbing shoulders with people that are gonna continue to uphold his back and make him, you know, a bigger name, meet new people, and he's gonna, you know, the TV's gonna show him and say, "Oh, Stormzy's here," and it happened because I'm pretty sure one of the football matches, bringing it back to football, we saw Stormzy and Dave working together on a track, yeah, and they were talking about the fact that Clash was coming out on Friday, so this might have been the England game against Denmark earlier on this week. So Chip's not gonna have that. So why would Stormzy be intimidated one bit by Chip? So what we're gonna see now, potentially, unless Stormzy completely shocks me, yeah, is that, you know, we're gonna go through and we're gonna see Chip maybe do another diss track, maybe drop a video for this song, and then we're gonna move on. And I think that's what's gonna happen, because Stormzy will probably come back now and have another little indirect at him, and it will go back and forth again, and no one cares. And the people that are screaming for it, like, I'm looking at, if I go to Chip's video right now, let's have a look. I was actually looking at a few songs and just seeing what some of the songs of the year were, but I think I'll wait till next week before I kind of get into, like, the halfway point of the year, what songs have popped and what songs haven't. So at the moment, obviously, right, Chip has got a lot more views. Sorry, Chip has a lot less views in this, right? Chip's going on tour, so he's going to be in London on the September the 15th, pending lockdown restrictions and stuff like that, of course. Chip will sell it out, you know what I mean? Because Chip has a fan base. But right now, if we're talking about, unless he's dropping an album, what else is there? What music is he going to do that people are going to want to hit? The diss tracks. Do you know what I'm saying? Because there's not really much else to do. And a lot of people on Chip's page, obviously, of course, are Chip fans and stuff like that, you know, are going to be getting Stormzy's here, Stormzy's that. Like, literally, someone on the comment section says Stormzy needs to stop sneak dissing. He's lost every single time. Has he? Because at the end of the day, money talks. And I might sound like I'm being the absolute biggest Stormzy fan. I'm not even the massive biggest fan of Stormzy. I'm just saying that, like, my version of the truth. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, as much as, you know, you think that Stormzy should respond, he won't respond until he's threatened, and he's not threatened. So yeah, it is a bit of a madness. I feel like I've gone on that topic for a very, very long one, and it's not because I'm bitter about anything about England losing, because I told you, man, I'm £35 to the good. It didn't come home this year. It better come home in my lifetime. That's all I'm gonna say. Anyway, I'm gonna leave it there. Have a great week. I'll be back very soon with guests, and of course another What a Week. Might fling in an extra couple of episodes this month because I'm being busy. I've got a couple weddings coming up in the next month or so I'm gonna try and see if I can fling in a few episodes just to cover that and have some good talking topics for you lot. Make sure you follow me on social media at Miles Mikulski, all the socials. Instagram's probably the best bet. I am overdue jumping back on that and getting some promo out for the podcast, but I've got some exciting news coming very soon, so I'm going to wait for that to drop and then I will tell you, because you're going to be able to catch me on more than one podcast very, very soon. Anyway, I am out of the building. I'm gone. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a great, fantastic start to your week. If you are an England fan like me and it didn't come home, let's have a personal win in our lives this week that makes up for it. I have nothing else inspiring to say. I'm keeping it moving. Take care in a bit. Peace.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.